It is the review on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 4, Accrington Stanley 0. That was loads of fun, wasn't it? Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, and for this one, Adam Melia. And Adam, I want to do the lineup and then the approach. So I'll come to you with the lineup. Ngamoah starts. And I think, for a lot of defenders, we have these discussions on this show. It's important that he does in the sense of trajectories, pathways into the Liverpool first team. The fact that he is a player who was highly rated and probably came to Liverpool for that reason. But I think that's significant. And also Slot talking about how it would have been Chiesa. However, he's shown a bit of illness in the week, so he didn't start for that reason. And then the other aspects of the lineup, Szoboszlai in and only doing as long as he does the 45. Allows you to use Elliot in a couple of positions, which is planned and makes a lot of sense. Likewise, the use of Trent with Tyler Morton playing Jota behind Darwin. It's a good day for the manager, and you could probably think of this as like it's an easy win because of the nature of the fixture, but it's quite a balance that he has to strike, and he gets it really right.
100%. I think in many ways it was what the doctor ordered yesterday, and I think probably we'll sort of have things along those lines as we talk this afternoon. But the only strange thing about the lineup is nothing to do with the lineup. It was that there was a big rumor that Konaté was starting
Right.
about half an hour before, which I didn't like. That was the only thing that kind of flapped me slightly. I was looking forward to seeing prior to the lineup dropping. I was really hoping Szoboszlai would be in. We'd heard in the press conference that he trained with the 21s, which you'd say would be a good sign because it means he's not kind of just in their recovery day after Tottenham. He's doing full training with somebody. So I mean, this is me thinking about Nottingham Forest a lot, to be fair, rather than the Accrington game.